You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Want to help save declining bees and butterflies? How about raising chickens for fresh eggs? Maybe raising rabbits to spin angora yarn? How about a whole new way of composting? Well, whether you are a big, small, or backyard farmer, or you're just interested in your local ecosystem, Harvest and Hearth is for you. Put on by the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, this day-long series of workshops helps any size farmer look at conservation, find new ideas, and even make money. Joining us in studio live is Jessica Harold, who coordinates Harvest and Hearth. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Okay, so for folks who don't know, what is the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District?
All the conservation districts were created by the state legislature to help farmers and landowners promote soil and water conservation practices on their farm. So there's a total of 50 conservation districts in the state of Idaho, all working with local landowners to improve their farming practices or even just their soil and water efforts on their property.
So then what is Harvest and Hearth?
Harvest and Hearth is a two-day-long workshop featuring different educational opportunities for farmers, and it's also open to gardeners or just the general public of people that are interested. So we have a bunch of panels and workshops going on that day, and then the second day is extra hands-on courses that people can take if they're interested.
So how did the Harvest and Hearth program get started?
I am a small farmer, and I've attended tons of workshops outside of the state. They have a lot of different speakers that they bring in to talk about fun farming ideas, what's on the forefront. And while we have a lot of different gardening classes around and some other farm conferences, I wanted something more expansive. Harvest and Hearth is unique in that it has different courses for livestock, crop production, farmstead management, and enterprise diversification all in one place. So it's a more comprehensive effort instead of just looking at one or two particular issues.
So when you say you are a small farmer, what does that look like?
For me, it's just 2 acres, but okay. Ada is a, you know, we have a lot of growth happening. So all of our farmland is kind of fading away, but there's still a lot of opportunities for urban farming, which is kind of what we target. We're looking at the more small scale enterprises. You know, farmers of all sizes can definitely find something at Harvest and Hearth, but we're focused on really the kind of niche farming that we're moving to just with the land that we have available.
And are there particular product that you're seeing these urban farmers creating?
Well, actually, urban production just of food is pretty popular. There's a lot of people using greenhouse production, hoop houses, or high tunnels to just grow a lot of produce, and they're doing really well at it.
And then part of this is it's learning more, you know, about, of course, the ecosystem, conservation, but even ideas maybe about making money, like marketing your product as well.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely have a workshop actually titled Am I Making Money? That a lot of farmers are just selling their product, but they're not necessarily considering all the costs about their time and the infrastructure. So this panel is really talking to 2 very experienced farmers and learning how they're making sure that their farm is profitable because they're doing it full time.
We're talking with Jessica Harold with Ada Soil and Water Conservation District. She's here talking about the Harvest and Hearth workshop that will be going on this coming Friday. And I mean, you have a wide variety of workshops that will be happening. So let's talk about a couple of them. One in particular, composting and microbes. Tell us about that.
So Dr. David Johnson is our keynote speaker, and we're really excited to have him in. He'll be giving a keynote at the very beginning, and then he'll dive more into the bioreactor that he's created with his wife. So they'll be going through that workshop and telling our participants more about it. And then actually later in the day, too, there's a farmer in the Treasure Valley who's actually using the bioreactor for his cow manure. And we'll be interested to hear how that's working for him and to see it actually in practice in our area.
And then you've got also got two farmers who will talk about how to get into the wine and cider industry. So this will go what from rules and regulations to marketing about this?
Yeah, we edited it just. Something came up. So it's just the cider production now, but it will be talking about, what you need to consider getting into it, just going through all of the laws and equipment needed. So kind of an intro into, if you want to start making cider, what are you looking at?
Well, and that's such a good point because the cider industry, the wine industry, I mean, they're booming.
Yeah.
So I would think there might be some people being like, how difficult can it be to do that, right?
Right. And I'm sure we'll get a lot of interested people. And for some, it'll really spark this and they'll say like, oh, I can definitely do this. And other people will be like, well, I think I'll go a different avenue.
Yeah, but like, forget that.
Right. But this is like a really great way for people then to find out more information. I mean, the internet and the library are great for finding things out, but this is why we think these events are so valuable, just because having the interaction and the experience from a local person who's actually done this and put it into,
made
this dream come true, right? They put it into practice. It's so great. There's nothing more valuable than actually having that hands-on experience and learning from somebody about who's actually done it.
Well, and you can talk to them not just about, what's worked, but what hasn't worked, right?
That's even more important. Yeah, learning from all of their mistakes or efforts, I guess.
Their learning experiences.
that's a good word for it.
Okay, so explain this one. You have a workshop that's called What Can You Do About the Insect Apocalypse?
Yeah, that is actually, we're partnering with NCAP this year, the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides, and they have put their Growers Own panel into Harvest and Hearth this year. So that's one of their presentations, and it's a really important topic just about the insect collapse worldwide. They're really key for everything from breaking down organic matter to pollinating to just being food for other animals. And so this will be a really good look at how anybody can help build better insect habitat in their yards and to really provide spaces for those bugs to still exist.
I mean, these are things that, if you are not a farmer or maybe you grow a couple of vegetables in your backyard. These are some things that I don't know if people would necessarily even be considering.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we just really want to, we think all of this is important. So want to have, people consider it. So that's why this workshop is so great, because it's so accessible to just the backyard gardener who only has a couple of tomato plants, then to your, 2-acre farmer or beyond, because we can all do a little bit to improve conservation in the Treasure Valley.
So you even have a workshop on raising Angora rabbits.
Yes.
Okay. Is this a thing?
Well, we think that fiber is a really important part of farming as well, and it doesn't often get a lot of, from what I've seen, a lot of press in a lot of farming conferences. So it's a really great small-scale thing that you can do. It's a small scale business and it can be actually really profitable and fun. And we want to bring in unique farming that people can do in their small areas.
Well, and what's so interesting about this, you'll go into, it's of course raising the rabbits, but also how to shear them, but even how to spin the yarn.
Yes, we have a really fantastic woman. She has a small rabbit tree in her backyard. I think her property is maybe only a quarter of an acre, but she raises Angora rabbits for fiber, and then she shears them, so it's very bunny friendly. No animals were harmed, and
always
then,
nice to know.
Yes,
always nice to know.
It is. It's important. And then she also spins the fiber, and then she'll knit hats from it.
Wow!
And she actually hand dyes it too, and then she she's very amazing. She tracks the fiber, so you will know which bunny helped make your hat. All the hats have names attached to them.
I love that.
She's
local?
She is, yep.
Wow, that is super cool. Okay, so What workshop are you most excited about?
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can pick. I really am excited about the on-farm application of livestock compost. We're calling it Turning Waste into Profit, just because I think it's a really important topic to cover, because waste can be a really big issue, but there's also ways to turn it into value for your farm. And I'm also really excited for the Am I Making Money course, because it's important, right? If farming is going to be a viable option for people, they need to know how to make it profitable for them.
Absolutely. So details of when and where the workshops will be.
Yes. So Harvest and Hearth, the primary workshop is going to be this Friday, February 14th at the College of Idaho. Check-in starts at 8:30 and then we'll get underway at 9. And the second day of classes, sadly, is almost already full, but there is still a really great workshop available about flower farming, which takes you through seed starting and cutting, and you'll even get a chance to make a bouquet. So that's a really awesome opportunity. And that will be February 15th, this Saturday. I think that one might be at 2, but you'll have to double check me on that. And that's going to be out at Vine and Branch Ranch in Caldwell.
But still, you have availability for Friday.
Yes, we definitely have lots of availability for Friday. Ticket sales are still going strong.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you so much.
Well, we've been chatting with Jessica Harold with the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District. We've been talking about the Harvest and Hearth Workshop. It'll be happening this Friday at the College of Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.